Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Now that it's summertime, the mosquitoes are out.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Oh, okay.
Mosquitoes.
I didn't know what she was talking about.
No, she meant mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
That's how they say it in other places.
All right. So if you are the one that gets bitten all the time by mosquitoes,
yep.
This is why. I have reasons why they are so attracted to your luscious body.
Already know why, but you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, for example, alcohol. This is why they're going to head towards your veins. Maybe they get a buzz off of you, fat boy. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was going to be because I bleed gravy. Was that it?
I don't know. They might like alcohol better than gravy.
It could be. It dilates the blood vessels in your skin, making it a little warmer for a while. And they're also attracted to the ethanol that comes out of your sweat. So they're smelling the booze. They're wanting the little mosquito buzz.
Ethanol. Trying to get a buzz off you.
Yeah.
Like you sweat farts. That's what ethanol is, right?
That'd be methane.
You sure?
Yeah. Dark clothing attracts mosquitoes.
Revolutionary War family.
Red, yeah, blacks, blues attract mosquitoes, so wear whites and other colors that are lighter.
You know what attracts mosquitoes? Old tires.
Yeah, they do.
Water
in them. Nothing attracts mosquitoes like old tire.
This really attracts mosquitoes is if you haven't had a shower in a while. So you may want to opt to bathe if you don't want to get bitten.
Then you got to wash some old tires.
That's where mosquitoes bang. Yeah. Old tires.
Yeah, they do.
If you're stressed out, studies have shown that mosquitoes could be drawn to the hormones that you emit from your body when you're stressed.
Man, I mean, I used to live in a mosquito hotbed in Moonville there. But there's no source of water right near there. There's no standing water, no ponds or anything right near there. So it took me a while to figure out why there were so many. And then they went away after that tire fire nearby. A couple years ago, there was a tire fire. Okay. And then the mosquitoes haven't been the same since then. I know. I had 1,000 old tires sitting half a mile away. So they were all in there.
Oh, what did that smell like? Tire fire.
It's like burning tires.
Ugh. It was like burning hair. It was awful.
Burning rubber.
Ugh. Well, if you don't
smell like Ricky Harden,
if you don't want mosquitoes to bite you, try not to exercise that day because it raises your body temperature and makes you produce more carbon dioxide and lactic acid, which mosquitoes love. They also like pregnant women because their temperature is higher in their body and they produce more CO2.
There's when I was in Boston, it was in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
There were no mosquitoes. Yeah. I know it's a big city. But, you know, even on the outskirts, there were, like, no bugs.
Yeah, they don't have them as bad there.
So the number one answer is if you have a body temperature that's slightly higher than everybody else, mosquitoes are going to bite you because it may vary with age, gender, and how much you move around. And it can even go up if you eat a certain thing, like spicy food or something like that.
There's got to be a spot a mosquito's not going to bite. Like, would you go up somebody's shorts if you're a mosquito?
Probably.
Like, I ain't doing it, man. No way.
If I were a mosquito, I'd go for open skin, just whatever's exposed flesh.
Yeah, I'd take the worst part of the arm. They would. The other mosquito was like, you got to go up in shorts, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that area under your shorts warmer than other parts of your body? Because you usually take your temperature down there or in your mouth. So those are the two places you might want to avoid.
My body temperature usually runs cool, like 96-ish, in the 96s.
Well, then you're safe. You won't be
sure?
Yeah. They still bite me. Revolutionary War fever.
Yeah, I don't know. That's according to the internet. I have to research that.
All right, so I was telling you that there is an actress that didn't understand homosexuality until she came to Hollywood, and that would be Reese Witherspoon, and she was recently acting in the Hulu series Little Fires Everywhere, where she plays a mom who's struggling to accept her daughter's homosexuality and attraction to girls.
I tell you what, she's naked a lot more now than she used to be.
Yeah, she is.
You see that movie Wild where she goes hiking? Mm-mm. She hooks up with those two dudes in an alley?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
She's naked a lot.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw her naked was in a movie called Twilight, not about vampires.
I remember that one.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't Paul Newman in that one?
Who was it? It was two old guys. I want to say Gene Hackman was one of the old guys.
Had a lot of people in there.
And maybe Robert Duvall was in there? Let's see.
Yeah. I wonder how she found out.
Well,
did somebody do the two fingers and the tongue at her? She's like, what's that?
She said that she wasn't educated about homosexuality growing up, and she didn't really understand it until she came to Los Angeles, Hollywood per se. And she says, quote, no one spoke to me about sexuality when I was a teenager, and I didn't understand what homosexuality actually was. And she said her grandparents didn't explain it. My parents didn't explain it. I had to learn from somebody I met at an audition in L.A.
Yeah, she's from Tennessee, so.
Yeah, she said she went back home to Tennessee after that happened and told her grandmother about that conversation. And her grandmother told Reese, quote, homosexuality is very rare, Reese. That's not a thing that happens very often. So
I even tried to do that to her as an adult. Just kind of brush it under the rug. Hey, not going to talk about that.
No, it's not going to discuss it.
Don't have sex.
Yeah, she's from Nashville.
Yeah.
So growing up, her dad was a dentist, and I have a buddy of mine. He lives in Little Rock now, Arkansas. You know that one? Little Rock, Fatback.
Okay.
When he was growing up, his dentist was Reese Witherspoon's dad, Dr. Witherspoon or whatever his name is. But anyway, one time she kicked him in the balls, and that's like the highlight of his life.
Really?
Is it Reese Witherspoon kicked him in the balls? Yep.
That's sweet.
Oh, you said kicked.
Yeah, kicked. Okay. Kicked.
So what happened?
Sure. Little Rock, fat boy.
In the 70s here, did you, with the free love thing, because, you know, did that not transfer in this area with your parents and learning about sex or even,
you don't learn
even
about
communicating with sex with the kids? It just kind of glazed on past.
If you learned about sex growing up, it was from your buddies or some kind of drunk dad or uncle, a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But your mom lived in a commune. Did she ever talk about that stuff with you, Don?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't remember too much of it now.
Like no positions or
moves? No, but I mean just, you know, biology.
Yeah, my mom never shielded me from anything. She worked with a guy. He died many years ago. But when I was a kid, she worked with a guy who was openly gay, and I knew about that at a very young age. He was a real, real nice guy, real cool dude.
Yeah.
I remember the first gay guy I saw, like, openly gay, and he had overalls on with a curly mullet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, I guess maybe it's geography, because I grew up in San Francisco, that area, and it's acceptable back then. I mean, and we had politicians that were gay, and it's just some people.
Y'all had milk.
Some people have preferences, and my mom discussed that at an early age. So we kind of understood that.
You probably saw it in the street, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends on who your parents are, I guess. Because, I was never shielded from any of that stuff at all. And then most other people seem to have been, though.
And my mother says, you know, you can't help who you fall in love with. And some people are different than you or whoever. And you have to accept that.
Yeah, it wasn't talked about until you took the class, at least for me. I don't know if your dad, you know, tried to put a condom on you or what, but, you know, nobody talked about it.
He never did.
Wasn't addressed. Then when you take sex ed, they say you got one day you could say all the slang terms, get them out of the way, and then we're not going to use those terms anymore. That was fun.
That was the best day of school ever.
The question box, at the end of the class, the teacher would answer the questions in the
out
box.
Oh, gosh.
And you know who wrote them because you're snickering over there and giggling.
It was you.
It was a bunch of us, man. It was divided, boys on one side, girls on the other. And we wrote all the questions, you could tell.
Yeah.
Bizarre questions, anything that was.
Oh. Rough stuff, too.
I'm sure. How old were you?
This is seventh grade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so you already knew all this stuff then.
I can only imagine what your questions are.
We took it in sixth grade. And then when we got to middle school, we took it together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you should know before your hormones take over and you have those experiences in your body and you know what to expect. Although girls are different than boys.
Well, I had to be awkward for girls in that class.
I mean, you had to be taught everything about that at the age of 9, 10.
Because the boys were, if they showed an anatomically correct woman on the screen, you know, puberty or whatever, you're scanning the classroom like,
oh, yeah.
Who's going through it right now?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, it's...
Some of the girls were pretty stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Tough time to be a kid.
Well, it is. So here's something that you might love. If you like booze and ice cream... Here's something special because hard seltzer flavored ice cream now exists. So not only can you have a little bit of a tipsy buzz, but you can have something cool and luscious like ice cream. So the brand Truly Hard Seltzer teamed up with a company called Tipsy Scoop that makes alcoholic ice cream. And each pint has 5% alcohol in it.
Didn't they have this already? Like, I don't remember it doing a whole lot.
They've had a bunch of alcoholic ice creams, but this is the first hard seltzer ice cream with alcohol in it, right?
And some have alcohol in it, but not, I mean, maybe the flavoring, but nothing that would make you a little buzzed. They have a Truly Original Lemonade Ice Cream, Black Cherry Lemonade Ice Cream. So that sounds pretty good. Mango Lemonade Sorbet, if you like that sort of thing.
You'd have to eat a lot of ice cream to get drunk off this stuff. You'd yeah. eat a lot of ice cream.
I think they should change it to plain cherry, but I don't see getting a buzz off.
But don't you want ice cream that tastes like Alka-Seltzer and you can get drunk on it? Because that's what this would be.
No, man, because I eat too much of it.
Yeah.
I feel like it wouldn't be a good mix.
All the seltzer drinks are fun to me. I mean, I know they're less caloric than beer, but I mean, it tastes like Alka-Seltzer. But you're getting drunk on Alka-Seltzers.
And some of those seltzer drinks give you a headache because of the sugar in it.
Yeah.
Why can't they? Like, why ice cream? Why can't you do it with, like, you know, Jameson's and potted meat all in one?
Dude, I know.
Or liquored Vienna sausages.
Yeah. You know, Jameson and potted meat?
Like, why you got to start?
Sounds like lunch to me.
Why you got to start with ice cream?
I don't know.
Hot dogs won't make you fart. Use that technology for that.
Yeah, create some, genetically modify some chicken so boiled eggs don't get me.
Right?
That don't mess with ice cream.
Yeah. Can you make sausage that doesn't make me gassy?
On 40 foods.
Yeah.
Good luck.
They make the cucumbers that don't make you burp.
Yes.
They did that with cucumbers. Why can't they do it with other things?
I can't eat those.
Why can't they make pig products that don't make you poot, fat man?
Not a fan of the cukes.
No more bacon farts. All right. Well, the woman who celebrates some birthdays. Celebrity birthdays. The woman who plays Judy on the Netflix series Dead to Me, Linda Cardellini.
Oh, man. Velma and Grandma's Boy, love interest.
Yeah, she was in a show called Bloodline that was pretty good.
Yeah.
She's until the last season.
A lot of stuff lately. She's really good.
Yeah.
And fine.
She was on ER.
Yeah.
I like her in Dead to Me. That's a good show.
I tried to watch it. I couldn't get through it. I think it's more of a female-driven show.
I think it is. She made Velma fine, didn't she? She's a fine Velma.
I didn't see that. I'm not a huge Scooby-Doo fan.
You don't like cartoons.
What is wrong with you?
Weird and you hate stuff.
I never understood Scooby-Doo.
You don't like iced tea and you don't like Scooby-Doo.
I like
you
iced tea.
Are not an American.
About the drink.
Oh. Yeah, I like sweet tea.
You do?
You got me confused.
Hmm.
Somebody who's under the weather.
Do you believe Grandma's Boy came out 14 years ago?
I never saw that one. I never heard of it till you mentioned
it. How did you never see Grandma's Boy?
I guess I didn't grow up a stoner.
Man.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it now.
It's so good.
How old is this chick? Did we already say?
Like 47?
43.
She's 45 today. And Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe.
On the blockhouse.
What's his full name, Fatbo? Dikembe Mutombo.
I can't look it up.
Mpalumbo.
Colombo.
Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
Exactly.
Big Vito. Mutombo, Palumbo, Chumbawamba.
After we guess how old he is, I'm going to look up his full name because I can't remember right now.
I'm going to say like 56.
55.
He's 54 today.
Hang on.
All right, we'll go find out.
All right.
It's going to be a bunch. I can't remember if he's got a junior or not.
Dikembe Mutombo, Mpolando, Mukamba, Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
Now, if you wanted that kid to come in at night, I want to hear that you yelling that in the street. Now, Dikembe Mutombo coming in now.
Get your ass in the house.
Get in. I'm not going to tell you twice. You couldn't. You'd be exhausted.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could also do the same thing with Kiefer William, Frederick Dempsey, George Rufus Sutherland.
Yeah, get in the house now.
You got too many names, Kiefer.
You got way too many names.
Right?
Just stuck with Rufus.
One of them's Kiefer.
Kiefer. Okay, all right. So Ricky Gervais is celebrating her birthday today. That dude.
That movie where he saw ghosts was funny.
He's funny at some stuff, but a lot of people put him over as...
They put him on too high a pedestal.
Yeah.
That's like, the one where he played the dentist, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
like
it was
that
a fun movie.
Like, he roast Hollywood, but he is everything that he rallied against.
He is.
He's wealth. He's the 1% of Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And he don't even say his last name right. It's Gervais. Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
I'm going to say he's like 55.
Oh, 60.
Ricky Gervais is 59 today. Jimmy Walker.
Oh, is that Dynamite?
Dynamite,
yes, that's him.
I didn't watch a whole lot of Jeffersons.
JJ.
What's wrong with you?
He was on Good Times.
I didn't watch that either.
Apparently not.
I never could find it on. When I got TV Land, I watched Flip Wilson before I went to school.
Oh, I love him.
I don't know.
You have no idea? I'll say 70.
He wouldn't say his phrase, right?
Yeah, when we interviewed him, he wouldn't. He will for money, but not for free.
73?
He is 73.
Oh, Dynamite.
You don't know who he is. You nailed it.
He wore the red hat, right?
He did.
And a woman who wrote the song You're So Vain, allegedly about Warren Beatty, is having a birthday today. Carly Simon.
Jenna Jameson didn't write You're So Vain?
No. What? No.
Different.
No.
Like vanity, not the other.
Oh, okay.
A different spelling.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a tough one. What do you think? I'm going to let you go first.
75.
Four?
9 is on it today. Carly Simon is 75 today.
Cheater. That was Hanoi Jane, right? Carly Simon?
That was Jane Fonda.
Fought in the Civil War.
Yeah. Revolutionary War.
Exactly. Daphne Battlefield.
Exactly. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page. And those are Rise Guys Headlines.
When we come back, we're going to learn about the Battle of Kings Mountain. Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The rolls. They make the Hawaiian rolls.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
And now, TBT on TRG.
I'm a huge fan. Obviously, back to the wrestling days, and I liked what he did politically. Even though, you know, we're down here in South Carolina, and that was in Minnesota. Last time we spoke to Governor Venture, we were talking to him while he was in Mexico, where he then was living. So my first question is going to be, where are you calling us from this morning, Jesse?
I'm talking to you from Mexico, where I'm living.
Still down in Mexico. Yeah, you doing all right today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, I'll tell you. I haven't heard Southern accents like that for quite a while.
At least since the last time we were on with you, I would imagine.
Probably it, because, I'm down here. I'm 900 miles below the border down here off the grid. They got me stuck in a hotel so I can talk to everybody.
Okay, so my first question is going to be this. The other show, I can't recall the name of the other show that you had on, but I watched it and I loved it, and I know that we had you on 2 or 3 times, but then all of a sudden I looked at the ratings and it was doing well in the ratings, because when I get latched on to a new show, the first thing I do is look at the ratings, because
you don't want it taken away.
I don't want it taken away from me, and it was doing good. And then I was reading these reports that the network was being maybe pressured to take you off. And then I noticed once you came off that show, one by one, the YouTube videos of that show started to be removed. Who was it? Was it the government? Who was it that stepped in and said, do not air this television show?
And are you talking about conspiracy theory?
How could I miss that? Of course, conspiracy theory. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know who made that call. All I know is that someone did.
Yeah.
Because we had completed the third year, and we finished them like always, right on schedule in November. I left for Mexico. I got down to Mexico, and they normally air the middle of January. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they did not air until the following fall, and that's when I knew it was over. And you'll never, in that business, you'll never know who actually pulled the plug.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it's...
You'll never know. And so there's no reason to bother to try to find out, because you're not going to get a straight answer.
Right.
Yeah, I know that from... I'm 63 years old now, and I've been dealing in that industry for a number of years. And so there's no point. It's pointless.
Now, living down in... Earlier when we said Governor Ventura's coming on the show... there were some text messages folks sent in, and they called, and this is them, but they don't talk to that traitor. He lives in Mexico now.
Well, you know what? I challenged them to go up and spend 40 years in the Minnesota winters. Why am I a bad guy because I don't like snow?
You know what it is? It's because...
What? I'm required to go to Florida. I'm required to go to Arizona.
Right.
I chose Mexico because the taxes are way cheaper.
Makes sense to me.
I have a home down... You can tell these people I have a home down there.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know what my taxes are a year?
Oh, man.
Yeah. $500.
$500. So they do the flat tax?
No, it's $500 a year for my home. They don't do a flat tax, but
okay.
You know what else they do down here?
What?
If you pay your taxes are due in March. If you pay them in January, they knock off 20%. If you pay them in February, they knock off 10%. And get this, in Mexico, if you're a Mexican citizen, the day you turn 65, your property taxes are cut in half.
So why do we hear from so many, quote, illegals that come across the border? They say, we're getting away from that place because we don't want to raise our families there. What is the pros?
I don't know. I guess it's because there's a lot of poverty.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because there's poverty doesn't mean there's bad people. You're not a bad person because you're poor.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying
that. We needed, affirmation.
I live amongst them.
Yeah.
People think I live in some big elite place. You're kidding. I got a rancho, my neighbor right there, Mexican. I live where the closest neighbors are considered 10 to 12 minutes away.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's paradise there.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's poverty. Sure there is. But I'll tell you what, United States better pull their head out of their you-know-what, because I'll say this about Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The people down here are happy. The people in the United States aren't.
No, we're not. I mean, I don't know about down there, but here, you're absolutely right. It's,
no, people up there have everything they can, everything in the world in the United States, and they're unhappy.
Yeah.
People down here live in poverty, and all you see are kids with smiling faces playing and having fun.
That's good to hear.
Great point, valuable information. Talking to Jesse Ventura, formerly the body, formerly the governor.
So, and how am I a traitor because I want to be worldly? You know, people should realize they ought to take a look at the United States once from the outside looking in rather than the inside looking out.
Yeah. They don't say anything when it's Johnny Depp living in France, but you're in Mexico and suddenly you're Benedict Arnold.
It's the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
Now,
Jesus. I mean, are you kidding? I live where it's 85 and sunny every day.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's pretty nice.
And I'm at the age, I'm 63 years old. What the hell do I need to be sitting in a Minnesota winter for?
Mm-mm.
Well, you've been there and you've done all that. And I got to tell you, I was always a big fan. Not to get too far off subject, I just wanted to tell you what a big fan I was of you doing color commentary back when you did the pro wrestling, both you did WWE or WWF back then, and then you moved on to WCW, and you worked with Tony Schiavone.
Sure.
And I just want to ask you what you think of Tony Schiavone, because we've been trying for years to get him on the show to talk old wrestling and stuff.
He hates wrestling.
He absolutely won't talk about it with anybody. I just wonder what you thought about Schiavone.
Well, I got along very well with Tony. I found him very professional. I enjoyed my time working with him, and maybe Tony has the same attitude I have, because I can't watch wrestling. If I watch it for 5 minutes, it's too much.
Dude, here lately, I agree with you on that. It's been awful. We got to take time to talk about the show Off the Grid.
Yeah.
Now, here, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you, this is the second season. It wasn't available here last year, but now it's available here. What is the basis of the show? What are we going to see on Off the Grid?
It's available. All you got to do is be on the internet and not be censored in any way. So it's available, and because how can they keep you off the internet? That's why I'm on there.
Well, I'm glad I know that now. I can catch up on season one.
Okay. Absolutely. It's all out there because it's an internet show. No, Larry King and I, Larry left CNN, and I was writing books down here in Mexico, and I was on a book tour, and I ran into Larry, and Larry was doing Ora.tv, and Larry said, this is where you need to be. And when I found out that I could still be a trader and live in Mexico in the winter, you know,
yeah.
And of course I'm being sarcastic at all them out there, but when I found out they had the capability to do the show anywhere in the world, that's when the show became Off the Grid. It morphed into that being the show.
Yeah.
And I'm much like Radio Free Europe. You remember how we used to broadcast over the Iron Curtain our propaganda?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
well,
yes.
I'm outside the U.S. going into Radio Free America. Because you guys are now the ones living under oppression.
I can't disagree with you there. I sometimes bring...
Well, you're all under surveillance, aren't you?
Well, of course.
I think so.
Yeah.
But even with, like, the FCC, I feel like, and I say it, I feel like I have to talk to elementary school kids when certain subjects come up, but certain words can't be said.
Absolutely, I don't. See, what's great about the internet, I can use the long term for BS.
Nice.
That is good. That's a luxury I wish I had.
Yeah.
You guys can't believe it. It's like the handcuffs. It's like being let out of jail. It's like getting brought out of a... where do they stick you in jail when you've been bad again?
Solitary confinement.
Yeah, well, they got a name for it, though.
Fat boy, you serve 22 hours.
Y block?
Who knows?
But anyway, though, no. When you work on the internet, I've done TV, I've done radio. The internet is like freedom.
Yeah, but the show though, what is this a continuation of conspiracy theory? Where we
not at all. Okay. What you got now is you. Those that loved me in wrestling, you get a 10 to 12 minute Jesse Ventura tirade on any subject he wants to talk about.
What is just pissing you off more than anything
now? It's something that while they got you worried about Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah.
How is it that the Pentagon can't account for nearly $1 trillion of what we've spent in Afghanistan?
Hmm.
How is it that no one gets fired for that? That's my tax money.
Right.
That's our money they're wasting in these wars, and they're not even accountable. They can't account for, it's like $750 billion.
Yeah, you know, we had a guy call in the other day. It sounded like he was mid-30s. He says he's got a son in high school. His son came home from career day and said, Dad, I want to join the Marines. And his dad said, the older I get, I find out what a lot of our wars have been for. It's for money. It's for oil money. And he's trying to talk his kid out of joining the military. Are we going to see more of that in America?
Well, I'll tell you, it's nothing new. I recommend everyone read Major General Smedley Darlington Butler's book, the 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, United States Marine, served 100 years ago.
Yeah.
He wrote the book called War is a Racket. And like he said, I didn't fight for the American people. I fought for the United Fruit Corporation.
Jesus.
That's who we're fighting for.
Yeah.
We're not fighting for... Who's threatening the United States of America? Give me a break. We're the most powerful country in the world. We can blow the world up 100 times over.
Look, I hate that we have such a small window with you. ISIS. Who is really behind ISIS? Who do you think?
We created them. You think there'd be ISIS if Saddam was in charge yet?
I'm under the impression that it started with Assad in the Syrian civil war.
Yeah, we supported ISIS.
Right.
We were the ones backing them. But do you think they could survive in Iraq if we hadn't taken Saddam out? No way.
Yeah, yeah.
No way. We caused the entire Middle East to become totally, It's a mess.
It's a war zone.
And it's all because we invaded Iraq. If we wouldn't have invaded Iraq, you wouldn't have any of these troubles today.
Is there any hope in the 2016 election for anybody that's running? Is there anybody that's going to come in and save the day?
Jesse might next June.
Talking about you?
Well, you see, here's the deal. They've set the table for me. 64% of the people didn't vote in the last election. Those are my potential customers. That gives me a majority.
Right.
So all I got to do is get them out to vote, and I'll tell you what I'd win on. I would challenge the American people to make history with me and elect the first president since George Washington who doesn't belong to a political party.
But then these people that they won't know which line to stand in. You know what I mean?
Well, it worked in Minnesota, but the key is this.
Yeah.
If I do get in, I got to wait till all the pikers are gone.
I don't know if we can say that on the radio.
When they're down to two, then you come in.
Yeah.
And then you steal the election, which is what I did in Minnesota.
Jesse, how can we get in touch with you? This interview, we've only got like 8 minutes, and they're giving us the thing. How can we get you on a little bit longer?
I can give you 40 minutes next week.
40?
40, if you want.
All right, you are the man. Jesse, yeah. I guess we'll talk to you next week then. Okay, maybe.
That was odd. They never break in like that.
Well, I mean, he was sitting there. Folks listening, you hear the volume go up and down. That's the liaison through the promotion sitting there. You know, that's sometimes they used to call the like that. Or they'll run the volume up and down. Mm. You know, look, I'm not sitting here saying I believe everything he's saying.
I believe everything he says.
And, you know, we didn't even get into the American Sniper situation, which I want to ask him about.
Love to ask you about that. It's the thing, you can't do that in 10 or 12 minutes, what you want to talk to him about.
No. All right, well, we'll talk to Art. That's his guy, and then we'll get him on for maybe a couple breaks next week, get some of your calls in, too, because that's something. With that election coming up, you know, my kid was asking me the other day. She said, Daddy, who are you going to vote for? And I do not know.
No.
I don't have a clue.
Plus, he'll never give you an answer why he doesn't want to be here. It's obvious he doesn't want to live here, but he won't say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. 9:52 a.m. Fat Boy.
And, that was a lot of fun, man.
It was a good time today. Couple happy birthdays I'm gonna do real quick before we wrap this thing up on Thursday.
Oh, local ones?
Yeah, P1s, man. P1. Not that Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jules.
Her birthday, and P1 Johnny Fallon, his birthday, too.
Oh, man.
Raphael.
Might be time to celebrate with that guy. Light back some shots.
There's a party this weekend. It's in Gray Court.
Wow. Yeah. That's out there. Yeah. Okay.
This is a haul. I might go.
might have to check that one out.
Might make it. Anyway, thanks for waking up with us, spending the morning with us, listening to us. Thank you for being a part of our day and making us a part of yours.
It was good. It was fun. I had more fun than you did, you bastard.
No, I had the most fun.
You.
All right. About do it for Thursday. Get our podcast. You go to theriseguys.com, theradio.com app. Basically, anywhere you find podcasts, anywhere you get your podcast, you can look for The Rise Guys and find us there.
You're about to get today's.
Yeah, about to get today's in just a minute. You can text podcast to the CVM text line at 72341. Standard messaging and data rates do apply to that.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow, Friday, huge Friday Rise Guys program for you. You're going to enjoy it. Lots of big surprises.
Rewind's still good? Still going to go?
Rewind's still at 5. Rise Guys Morning Show starts at 6 tomorrow. Y'all have a great day.
Going touchdowns.
Thanks for joining us. Fat Boy, tell them bye.
Don't hurt each other.
Paige will be here till 2
o'clock.
Oh, yeah, she's not leaving. That's why she don't say bye. She's staying.
Yeah, I'm hanging on.
That's it. Oh, till 2?
Yeah.
Hell with that. I'm out right now.
Fat Boy will be asleep at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.